This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado aims to get more people from disadvantaged groups into the marijuana industry. CPR's Taylor Allen has more on a new law for so-called social equity applicants.
Under the law, these applicants may be low income or have a previous conviction for a marijuana-related offense. The state is still figuring out exactly how to help these individuals get started in the business. The law also allows the governor to pardon people who were convicted before legalization of possessing up to 2 ounces of marijuana, though the last-minute measure is unclear on how exactly this process would work. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Vail Resorts is close to reaching its 100% renewable electricity goal through the help of a new Nebraska wind farm. It will cover more than 90% of Vail's current electricity use across its 34 North American resorts. Kate Wilson is Vail's Director of Sustainability. She explains the energy won't go directly to their resorts. Instead, it will be added to the nation's grid to offset the energy Vail properties use.
So for us, it's a mix of looking at these large-scale projects where we can really make an impact and bring new renewables to the grid, and then also renewable projects in the local areas where we operate and making sure that it's a balance of those approaches.
The company is also a subscriber to XL Energy Solar Farm in Deer Trail, east of Denver. The Colorado Rapids have delayed their departure to a soccer tournament in Florida after two people in their traveling party tested positive for COVID-19. The tournament in Orlando starts Wednesday after Major League Soccer put play on hold for 4 months. This is CPR News.